If you read the announcements handed out this week, you will find some information about our last vestry meeting. If you read it, maybe what will attract your attention will be the last news about the pledge campaign, or maybe the financial health of our parish while we begin a new year. But I can assure you that the most important thing that happened in that meeting was by far the debate about our mission, an intense conversation about who we are as a community of faith and what we do want for our parish in the future. The report that you can find in your announcements handout summarizes what happened there, saying there was a lively discussion about the strategic plan adopted by the Episcopal Diocese of Washington in terms of what it implies for our parish. The plan emphasizes engagement with the surrounding neighborhood and challenges churches to know their communities and to envisage new ways of interacting with neighbors who, for whatever reason, may not be drawn to mainstream faith tradition. This is a complex topic that will bear much thought and discussion in coming months. But no words can fully describe the serious and passionate debate we had last week on our vestry meeting. Some of the vestry members said that they will never forget that debate, and that it was by far one of the most important ones our vestry had in years. I personally feel that a debate like that is at the core of our identity as a parish, especially now when we are facing new opportunities to grow and strengthen our ministries and mission. As the new disciples of John and Jesus we read about in the gospel, we are asked today the same question they had to answer 21 centuries ago. What are you looking for? And that is the question to be answered by every disciple of Jesus in every time, in every place. What are you looking for? It is interesting to read in the Gospel of John how people were involved with spiritual leaders of that time, like John the Baptist and Jesus. The disciples changed their path from one leader to another without any regret. They brought relatives and friends to join them in the new adventure, and they accepted changing their lives and even their own names as a requirement for their new spiritual journey. But all of this was accidental or irrelevant when we think about what was at the core of the experiences of the first disciples of Jesus. With their decision of following Jesus, they were responding to the simplest and at the same time the deepest question a human being could be asked. What are you looking for? Imagine this group of simple fishermen, Israelites in the first century. Simple workers wandering around the Galilee and its lake, they called sea, just to feel more important. Their spiritual inquiry made them follow an inspiring leader, maybe because they wanted something different and entertaining to do in their lives, but most probably because they were looking for something meaningful and a radical change to fill their lives with. No doubt they were feeling forgotten and insignificant for the tradition and religion, more concerned about the purity of the law and the supremacy of Jerusalem and its temple. A bunch of labor workers far from Jerusalem, in the famously irreverent and seditious Galilee, was not really at that time a sign of hope or exemplariness by any means. But what the main religious figures of their time didn't know was that that small group of people on the borders of the land they knew was changing their lives and the lives of their neighbors forever, while they were answering to themselves the simplest and deepest question: what are you looking for? I hope you can realize the deep and spiritual side of this question. Of course, you can respond it with a simple and irrelevant answer. I'm looking for a new coat for this winter, or I'm looking for the most recent CD of Michael Bublé to listen in my car. But which would be your answer if Jesus asked you, what are you looking for? How would you respond to a question that is not looking for our next perishable whim of the season? How would you respond when the question is trying to dig deep into your soul and identity? What are you really looking for? What do you want? What do you wish? What do you dream about for you as a disciple of Christ? What is your next spiritual step? What is God asking you to do and go in the next chapter of your life? What are you willing to leave behind to take the next step in your spiritual journey? Or what are you willing to embrace to get to the next season? Is there a new dream that involves not only your life, but also the lives of those around you? Is a new desire burning inside you? Something that connects you with God, with the church, with the community around you? Is there a sense of calling, a light fighting to emerge from you, and you are not sure what it is? Maybe then you should answer to yourself the simplest and deepest question of all: what am I looking for? Last Sunday, we reaffirmed our baptismal covenant one more time while we confirmed, received, and baptized members of our parish. We promised then to continue in the teaching and communion of the apostles, in the breaking of the bread and in prayers, to persevere in resisting evil, to proclaim through words and example the good news of God in Christ, to seek and serve Christ in all people, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and to thrive for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. We did it, we promise it, we reaffirm it, we reaffirmed that baptismal covenant one more time as a response of the simplest and deepest question: what are you looking for? And we know that in matters of faith and discipleship, the only way out is through. There is no going around. There is not going against or going behind. The only way out is through. And that phrase means that there are not shortcuts in spiritual matters. We are all in, or we are not in at all. We are going through discovery, surprise, command, and surrender. We are going through the waters of baptism day after day. We can go, of course, around, avoiding God's call, trying to defy God. We can go against the God's dream for us, his stubborn creatures. We can go behind, letting the world change by its course or by the efforts of others. But we ought to remember the only way out is through finding meaning and purpose to our spiritual search. As the disciples of all times, we are again and again invited to answer the question, what are you looking for? Remember that the answer of that question can lead you to something new, unexpected, challenging. It can lead you to find God in others, maybe in our Spanish-speaking congregation, in our youth or children groups. It can lead you to find God in people very different from you. Maybe it can lead you to respond to a need around you, or it can lead you where you never thought you were going. But you need to answer that question. You need to answer it to know what your next step will be. You need to go through with your baptismal covenant again and again. God is asking us the simplest and deepest question. Let's pray in silence and respond. Amen.